Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Commodities opened the new week under pressure after a weekend when trade tensions with China heightened following President Trump's tweet. The president is not happy in how the talks were progressing, and he tweeted that tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods will move from 10% to 25%. Arian Suderman of INTL FC Stone says if that happens this week, it doesn't directly add more pain to the agriculture sector.
Because China's already retaliated with tariffs on ag, but even that doesn't matter because China's basically told its buyers, you will not buy from the United States. Only government buyers will do that buying. And so the private buyers, even when they've wanted to pay the tariff, know that they better not do that. So that doesn't directly add any more pain to us.
Side effects also include trade talks breaking apart. That removes the possibility of a trade deal that includes significant grain being sold to China. It also adds more stress to the economies here and throughout the world.
The Chinese economy, to the U.S. economy, to the world economy, and when the global economy starts to come under added stress, demand for commodities goes down. So the impact is indirect. Today's market impact was largely because of the computer traders, we call them the algorithmic traders, simply reading the headlines and dumping sell orders across the spectrum. And for the most part, the human element stayed out of their way.
Suderman said there are plenty of rumors that China tried to renegotiate previously agreed upon areas of the deal last week during Beijing meetings, possibly trying to test President Trump's resolve.
The talks have escalated up and moved forward each time they faced a threat like this. Whenever President Trump has held off and said we will delay implementation of tariffs, then the trade negotiations have slowed down. So I'm right now, my bias is that this will move the talks forward, but you never know with China.
And finally, Yellowstone River flooding in northwestern North Dakota this spring has left at least 1,400 acres of farmland unsuitable for intended crops and also inundated several grain bins with stored crops. State Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring says efforts are being made to help the affected farmers. The federal government has approved the use of the Emergency Conservation Program, which provides a 75% cost share for the restoration of agricultural land impacted by disasters. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. We'll see you again tomorrow.